I made a London resolution to begin my homily without a joke. It's only for Lent. The first Sunday of Lent begins with a reflection on the temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. The church assigns temptation stories to the beginning of Lent, because temptations come to everybody, not only to Jesus. And we humans seem almost genetically programmed to yield to the temptation rather than fight it. In the first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses warns the people of Israel of a danger of turning away from the true living God and worshiping idols. He tells them, "Remember the Lord who delivered you from Egypt with a mighty hand, brought you to the land of promise, the promised land, and gave you the best fruits of the earth. Therefore, gather your first fruits and bring them to the Lord your God, and bow down before the Lord." Bow down before the true living God, not before any other idols or pagan gods. Worship the true living God. Turn away from the danger, from the temptation of worshiping idols, Moses tells them. In the second reading, St. Paul warns the early Christians converted from Judaism not to yield to their constant temptation to return to the observances of the Mosaic law. He reminds them that they will be saved by acknowledging the risen Jesus as the Lord and Savior. In the gospel today, we heard Jesus being tempted by the devil in the desert. The devil was trying to prevent Jesus from accomplishing his mission, the mission of saving the humanity from their bondage of sin. But the devil didn't succeed. The temptation of Jesus reveals that the devil is for real. He exists. Did you know that in ancient times, the rite of baptism for adults had a ritual called spitting at the devil? Spitting at the devil. Right before the baptism proper, the celebrant would ask the catechumen to turn to one side and spit at the devil. "Begone, Satan." And then turn around and acknowledge Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Only then he will be baptized. No? Spit at the devil. Begone, Satan. Well, today it is different. We don't do that anymore. No, no spitting. What we do today is, at the time of the profession of faith, before the baptism proper, the deacon or the priest would ask the catechumen to profess their faith. "Do you renounce Satan and all his empty promises?" You have to say, "I do." If you say, "I don't," then baptism won't take place. You have to say, "I do." Only then the celebrant will baptize the person. Do you renounce Satan and all his empty promises? You know, in the case of Jesus' temptation, Jesus was already baptized and was filled with the Holy Spirit before the temptation happened. I'm sure all of you have heard about the movie The Exorcist. After this movie came out, there was probably more talk about the devil than ever before. Probably most of you have watched that movie. It's a horror movie. Whether everyone believes it or not, the devil is for real. The devil, the evil power, exists in this world along with goodness. That's why there is a constant struggle. A constant struggle going on between good and evil in this world. And we see it with our own eyes. Today the world is preoccupied with the devil more than ever before. I happened to read a report recently. In New Jersey, a 20-year-old young man persuaded his two friends to drown him in the water because he believed that upon death, he would be reborn as a leader of 40 legions of devils. 40 legions of devils. Another report said in San Francisco alone, there are more than 10,000 tithe-paying members of a church of Satan. More than 10,000 tithe-paying members of a church of Satan. And what do they do there? Satanic worship. And they desecrate the Blessed Sacrament. In the movie The Exorcist, we see how terrible it is to be possessed by the devil and how hard it is to get the devil out of a person. Two priests were brought in the movie to perform an exorcism in the name of Jesus Christ with his divine power. So horrible it is to be possessed by the devil that it takes tremendous power coming from God to cast out the evil one. Our real concern today should be how to get the devil out of us. This should not be how to get the devil out of us, but how to keep the devil out of our lives. That should be our concern. Watch out. The devil is trying to get inside us, to enter us. We have to be always on the watch out to keep the devil out of our lives. In today's gospel, Jesus' challenge was to keep the Satan from entering him. We see Jesus confronted by the devil, and watch how Jesus refused to allow the devil to take control of his life and his mission. In Matthew's version of the same gospel, Jesus tells the devil, "Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan." We heard the same thing. Remember, on another occasion, Jesus said to Peter, "Simon Peter, get behind me, Satan." Yes, you see, devil can enter anyone. Today we need to study the methods of Jesus, how Jesus was able to keep the devil out of his life. We need to learn from him to keep the devil out of our own life. We have entered the season of Lent on Ash Wednesday. Lent is an opportunity for us to do a 40 days of retreat, a personal retreat, a personal reflection, and see where we stand in our relationship with God. Are we on the side of God, on the side of good, or on the side of evil one? The three kinds of temptations that Jesus faced in the desert are symbolic of the kinds of temptations that we too are exposed to in today's world. Our mortal human nature is inclined to temptations and sins. Jesus had a choice, either to fall for the temptations or to obey the will of his Father. He made his choice in favor of his Father. Jesus teaches us that every choice we make is important. Every choice we make is important because it either strengthens or weakens our relationship with God. During Lent, we are challenged to replace our excessive greed for material things, power and popularity, with the simplicity of life, humility of heart, and selfless service to our neighbors. This we can accomplish through the practice of the three pillars of Lent, namely fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. The three temptations of Jesus are the three essential weapons that the devil has in his arsenal to destroy the humanity. The first is greed, or appetite for pleasure, material things, or wealth of this world. To change stones into bread. Yes, the desire to have all the material things. The second is of arrogance or pride. It is said that pride goes before fall. To worship the evil one who can give power and wealth. The devil said, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you all this. The tendency to go with the devil, to worship the devil, to have our power and wealth on our side. And the third is of ambition, fame and popularity, to jump from the top of the temple pinnacle. Satan is using all these weapons every day to mislead people and destroy the humanity. It is going around the world today. And what do you think is going on in Ukraine right now? The evil forces are attacking innocent people from every corner. The ongoing war, no doubt, is an act of pure evil. One man's greed, hunger for power and popularity, leading to unjustified ambition to conquer another sovereign nation. The devil has possessed this evil man. And as we can see, he is unleashing the wickedness, his wickedness, and causing disasters and untold sufferings upon the humanity. It's not only just the people of Ukraine who are suffering right now. It has a ripple effect on the whole world. The whole humanity is suffering. There is no justification for what this one evil leader is doing in Ukraine right now. It is high time, brothers and sisters, to fast and pray for an end to this evil. Jesus used two powerful weapons against the temptations and the devil. What was Jesus' weapon? The Holy Spirit and the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Spirit and the Holy Scriptures. First, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and was led into the desert to be tempted. Remember, this temptation happened right after Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan. He was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert for 40 days and nights. He fasted. That's when the devil came to tempt him. And the Spirit helped Jesus to survive his temptations. Second, Jesus quoted the Holy Scripture in response to all the three temptations. As we heard from the book of Deuteronomy, Jesus quoted three times, "One does not live by bread alone." Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Worship the Lord your God, and him alone you shall serve." Deuteronomy 6, 13. "And do not put your Lord your God into test." Deuteronomy 6, 16. But watch out who we are following. The devil can quote the Bible too. The devil is very clever. The devil also will quote the Bible. We have to distinguish. We have to be very careful. He did that to Jesus. But Jesus outsmarted him. He silenced the devil. We too need to have recourse to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures, and prayer in order to drive out the evil spirit. Let us join forces today, brothers and sisters, with the entire Catholic world and the rest of the world in defeating the evil by using the spiritual weapons of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, along with the fasting and prayer during this season of Lent. Amen.